In order to continue receiving blessings, every day we need to engage in this practice. So this is our choice. I'm just suggesting it's a very good idea if you wish to gain the ability to control your delusions and eventually defeat your delusions, then there's no better method than practicing the yoga of Buddha Vajrapani, self-generation. It is called the yoga of Buddha Vajrapani. It doesn't mean physical yoga, stretching and so forth. Yoga here refers to a special spiritual method for attaining, for becoming Buddha Vajrapani. Okay, if we engage in this practice, then we will attain the realizations of Buddha Vajrapani. We say the sadhana is a self-generation practice. So sadhana is another Sanskrit term, and often people hold up the booklet and they say, I have my sadhana. But in truth, this is just a booklet. This is a prayer booklet. And the actual sadhana is the ritual method for accomplishing Buddha Vajrapani, which of course the words inside the booklet and the commentary I'm about to give together, if we engage in them, then we're engaging in the sadhana. So the sadhana is a method to accomplish the attainment of Buddha Vajrapani. In the introduction, Geshe-la tells us what I've just said. He says, when we receive the blessing empowerment of Buddha Vajrapani, we receive the instructions on training in common paths and training in common paths, and we receive special blessings. To make these instructions effective, we need to engage in the practice of the yoga of Buddha Vajrapani, self-generation, sadhana.